Tonight, we are going to have open mic at the waterfront. It's part of our festivities here at our Indiana and Ohio convention here. All right, we got Chris with the who's going to do a rendition of some kind of jam on the guitar.
The piece I'm going to play is by Matteo Carcassi from his Opus 60. It's number 13, I believe. He wrote 25 etudes in that opus. I know 16. This is one of them. This is number 12 or 13. I'm not sure which. It's very pretty. I hope you enjoy it.
There you go.
Thank you.
Davis and Sam Housebush.
All right, we're going to sing For Good from Wicked.
I've heard it said that people
people come into our lives for a reason, bringing something we must learn, and we are led to those who help us most grow if we let them, and we help them in return. Now I don't know if I believe that's true, but I know I'm who I am today because I knew you. Like a comet pulled from orbit as it passes the sun, like a stream that meets a boulder halfway through the wood. Who can say if I've been changed for the better? But because I knew you,
of me is made of what I've learned from you. You'll be with me like a handprint on my heart. And now whatever way our stories end, I know you have rewritten mine by being my friend. Like a ship dropped by a sky bird in a distant wood. Who can say if I've been changed for the better? But because I knew you, I've done you blamed me for.
Then we've got Annie and Chris.
Do a dome climb from the Argentina.
Up next.
Here you go.
Yes. So next we're going to do Don't Cry for Me, Argentina, as he mentioned. It won't be easy. You'll think it's strange. Thank you. to you. But all you have to do is look at me to know that every word is true.
Very good.
Thank you. Very good. Okay. First time we practiced.
Next person up, if he's still here, is going to try to get us ready for the holidays a little early. We got Sean Thiel, who's going to do the 12 days after Christmas. Sean, are you nearby? Right here, buddy. All right. Here you go.
All right, so this is a little different from what most of you are used to hearing, and if you've already heard it, well, you get to hear it again. The first day after Christmas, my true love and I had a fight. And so I chopped the pear tree down and burnt it just for spite. And with a single cartridge, I shot that blasted partridge that my true love gave to me. The second day after Christmas, I pulled on the old rubber gloves and very gently wrung the necks of both the turtle doves that my true love gave to me. The third day after Christmas, my mother caught the croup. I had to use the three French hens to make some chicken soup. The four calling birds were a big mistake, for their language was obscene. The five golden rings were completely fake, and they turned my fingers green. The sixth day after Christmas, those six laying geese wouldn't lay. I gave the whole darn gaggle to the ASPCA. On the seventh day, what a mess I found, for all seven of the swimming swans had drowned. That my true love gave to me. The eighth day after Christmas, before they would suspect, I bundled up the eight maids a-milking, nine ladies dancing, 10 lords a-leaping, 11 pipers piping, 12 drummers drumming. Well, actually, I kept one of the drummers and sent them back collect. I wrote my true love, we are through love, and I said in so many words, furthermore, your Christmas gifts were for the birds.
Sean, that was fantastic. You gave us a whole new viewpoint on Christmas, and you killed Black Friday and all kind of good stuff, man. That was, couldn't have been better. All right, next up, we want to try to invite a special guest up here, somebody who most of you probably don't even know, but I think you're going to enjoy. We're going to ask Cousin Debbie to come up here. Cousin Debbie. If she can come up, or if somebody wants to carry her the mic, here you go.
Hey, y'all. I'm back. Cincinnati, Ohio. Cincinnati, Ohio. Well, let me tell you. You ain't never been nowhere until you've been around my family. And I'll tell you why. My Uncle Earl, he's in a rest home, bless his heart. And he was walking down the hallway the other day, and he asked this lady, he says, "Do you know how old I am?" She says, Yes. He said, well, how do you know how old I am? She said, drop your pants. So he dropped his pants. She said, you're 96. And he said, well, how did you know that? She said, you told me at breakfast. Well, let me tell you, I tell you what, I got a cousin named Jay that's a veterinarian. And, you know, he's got two jobs. He's also a taxidermist. Well, he's got a sign on his wall. Says, no matter what happens, you get your dog back. Well, let me tell you. I tell you what, it is so much fun living on the farm. But we had this city boy come out last week, and the mule kicked him. Well, we had the other people working for us put him on a stretcher to take him to the truck to carry him to the hospital. And while they was running to the truck, that stretcher kept bouncing up and down, and he woke up and reached out to the right. Didn't feel nothing. He reached out to the left and didn't feel nothing. And he said, oh, my God, I haven't landed yet. So let me tell you, the boy next door, he got a white football last year for Christmas. Well, he wanted to play with that football, you know, like little boys will. Well, he accidentally throwed it over in the neighbor's yard, and their rooster was sitting there on the fence post, and he went and got the hens. And he says, well, I'm not complaining, but look what the neighbors has got. Well, let me tell you, I say you what. I said, being born and raised in Ohio is not that bad. It could be worse. Well, I'm not going to mention no names, but, you know, we are at the left of us. But, you know, there's somebody at the right of us, somebody above us, and somebody below us. Y'all take your pick. But anyway, I tell you what, when my sweet little husband, he's so cute. I tell you what, he's just the handsomest thing ever was. And when he asked me to marry him, I waited up on my daddy, who was at work, and I had him a big old sandwich made, you know, like one of those big old double-deckers. And I had him some potato chips and a pop. And he walks in the door and he says, what are you doing up? I said, well, I wanted to talk to you about something. And he says, well, what do you want? I said, well, Kenny asked me to marry him. He said, well, I hope he wasn't stupid enough to say no. That's a true story. But, you know, my daddy also was a Baptist preacher. Well, let me tell you, you better been paying attention in church. Because if you weren't, the ride home was miserable because Daddy would grill you. Oh, what did Brother So-and-so preach about today? What did Brother So-and-so preach about earlier? Was you really paying attention? Well, me and my girlfriends and my cousins would sit back in the back and pass notes back and forth and talk about the boys we liked at school. Well, believe me, I learned a lot of Bible listening to both of them because I knew I'd get in trouble on the way home if I didn't know it. So I listened close. But the only thing I could never figure out is how come Joseph got in a hole and he became Jesus' daddy too? But anyway... I tell you what, we went down to Kentucky a few years back, me and my husband and my kids and my future son-in-law, and they started doing these redneck jokes. By the time we got down there, I could not stand to be around any of them because I'd laugh so hard, and I was crying and everything else, and I'll be daggone. We got down there, and my uncle's out on the front porch, and the old dog come up and sniffed our tire and peed on it. Well, my uncle says, "Get on away from there." And my kids are like, "Oh, my God, we got to leave now." But, you know, that's how families are. You love them, and, you know, children, you can do with them, you can do without them. And but you know what? The best thing about them, they give you grandchildren. I love my grandchildren. I tell you what, they're just sweet as they can be. And, you know, somebody told me one day, they says, "What are you going to have them call you?" I said, "They're going to call me anything they want to." I said, "Because there's my grandchildren." I said, "But, you know, that's just how it is." But I tell y'all what, y'all's been fun, and you've been nice and kind, and I love every one of you, and I hope to see you again. God bless.
Very good, Debbie. Good. Laurie.
Jerry?
Okay, well, you guys will wish the mic had been closed after this. And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll state it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full. I've traveled each and every highway. But more, much more than this, I did it my way. Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do and saw it through without exemption. I've planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway. Oh no, not me, I did it my way. For what is a man? What has he got? If not himself, then he has not to say the things he truly feels, and not the words of one who kneels. The record shows I took the blows and did it my way. I've loved, I've laughed and cried, I've had my fill, my share of losing. And now, as tears subside, I find it all so amusing to think I did all that. And may I say, not in a shy way, oh no, Oh, no, not me. I did it my way. Yes, there were times I'm sure you knew that I bit off more than I could chew. But through it all, when there was doubt, I ate it up and spit it out. I faced it all and I stood tall and did it my way.
Very good. Very good rendition, sir. Can I do one more?
Well, sure. Chris wants to do one more, so Chris, if you're ready.
I'm doing a Bach prelude.
Here's the mic, buddy.
You can tell them what you're going to do there. There you go.
I'm going to play the Bach little prelude in D minor. Here it is.
All right.
Hope you enjoy it.
Nice, Chris. Fantastic job. Fantastic job. Yes. Sam has no song. Well, Sam, come on up.
I am, I write Christian praise and worship music, so I'm going to share a song called Walking Through a Trial, and I wasn't really expecting to do this, so hopefully I can remember all the words to it. It's one I fairly recently wrote, so here we go. Through the dark, and
and you can't see where you are, Jesus will come and take your hand. Know that he will walk with you, and he will see you through. Rest assured that Jesus understands. When you're walking through a trial, there's no need to fear, Jesus is always near. When you're walking through a trial, when you're walking through a trial, walking through a trial, in your deepest, darkest night, walk by faith and not by sight, because there may be more than you can see. Jesus will show you the way, turn your darkness into day, trust in him and follow where he leads. When you're walking through a trial, there's no need to fear, Jesus is always near. When you're walking through a trial, cause he won't leave you alone. When you're walking through a trial, walking through a trial, when you're walking through a trial, there's no need to fear, Jesus is always near. When you're walking through a trial, you're never on your own, cause he won't leave you alone. When you're walking through a trial, walking through a trial, he will walk with you, and he will see you through. When you walk in through a trial.
That was nice.
Thanks. Yeah.
Very good job.
Howdy.
This is my sister Teresa and my sister Leah.
Okay.
He's
okay.
Doing check this in.
Are you guys going to do a three-way? No. You're not. Okay.
No.
You have to be a little drunk to do that.
Some say love, it is a river that drowns the tender reed. Some say love, it is a razor that leaves your soul to bleed. Some say love, it is a hunger, an endless aching need. And I say love, it is a flower, and you, its only seed. It's a heart afraid of breaking that never learns to dance. It's a dream afraid of waking that never takes a chance. It's the one who won't be taken, who cannot seem to give. And the soul
afraid of dying that never learns to live. When the night has been too lonely and the road has been too long, when you think that love is only for the lucky and the strong, just remember in the winter, far beneath the bitter snow, lies the seed that when the sun's love in the spring becomes the rose.
That's hard, man. Here you go.
Fantastic, fantastic. I admire anybody who can sing like that, but to do it without any music, awesome.